Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about Trump and his friends showing up in New York because some of his friends showed up to support him and some things were said. One, I feel like we'll hear a little bit of news about, and one thing that was said, I just personally find it interesting. One of the people who showed up to support him was Senator Tuberville. And he said that the Republican candidate for president of the United States is going through mental anguish in a courtroom that's very depressing, very depressing. I'm glad to stand by President Trump. I'm a friend of his. I'm here more as a friend than backing him as candidate, as president. And then he goes on to go after Cohen a little bit, said that he wasn't credible. I believe the term he used was serial liar. And then he seemed to indicate that he believed that it was political. He said that at the end of the day, it was the Democrats. And seemed to indicate that he believed that since the Democratic Party couldn't beat the former president at the ballot box, they were going to try to do it at the jury box. Now, I have no idea whether or not Tuberville believes that himself. I can't speak to that. He very well might. And if he does, accepting it at face value, he's upset because his friend is suffering mental anguish and being stopped from advancement. You know, Trump should be out on the campaign trail. And that this is happening because of a political talking point. Does anybody remember why they recognize Senator Tuberville's name? If you don't, he is the senator that pretty much single-handedly held up the promotions and stopped the advancement of hundreds of service members. I don't know if it caused them mental anguish, but they certainly were not happy about it over a political talking point. Just irony in this country is dead. So there's that part. That's the part I find interesting. I don't expect that to become a news story. But the mental anguish part, I do. Because people are going to want to know why he said it that way. I feel like Trump's campaign, his team, they are not going to like that phrasing. Not with some of the speculation that's going around. I would expect that Tuberville comes out with another statement sometime soon that says something to the effect of, you know, Trump is handling this mental anguish. He's going through it. They're really doing everything they can, but he's pulling through like a trooper or something along those lines. I feel like the campaign's probably going to ask for that because with all of the speculation going on about Trump's erratic behavior and how it might, you know, how he might be handling things, that's probably not something the campaign wants coming from, you know, a friend, somebody on their side. So I would expect to hear more about that side, the statement and the roadblocks that Tuberville threw up for, you know, members of the military. Probably not. I don't feel like that's going to become news. But mental anguish is probably not a term that the Trump campaign wants out there. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.